This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take control of the airwaves here toll-free on this live Saturday edition. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We do have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Last night on our Friday edition of the show, Daryl, you and I talked about Esteban Santiago, the shooter, apparently,
yes,
down in the Fort Lauderdale airport. Obviously, that was pretty fresh off the presses when we started our show last night.
Yes, there were still updates coming, you know, basically while we were doing the show.
And so what we learned last night, and I don't know, you know, if the details have changed much as far as the, you know, the body count or whatever. But last night
I saw something on the news while I was at the gym just a couple of hours ago that 5 dead, 6 people are currently hospitalized.
Damn.
Last night it was reported that 8 were hospitalized. Again, a couple hours ago was reported 6, with one of those people expected to be released from the hospital.
So this guy blasted away at a baggage carousel area where he had gotten off, apparently, a plane coming from Alaska.
Yes.
He allegedly had a gun in his checked baggage, retrieved the gun, loaded it in the bathroom, and then just started shooting at people.
Right. And again, one can check a firearm. There are
right.
certain ways that you have to do that. It has to be in a hard-sided case, and you have to inform them, I'm checking a firearm. So you can't just, like, put a gun inside your luggage.
Right.
You know, there are procedures. You tell them this is a firearm. There's a form you fill out. He did that. And according to one of the airport spokesmen, he got the bag, went into the bathroom, loaded the firearm
right.
in the bathroom, walked out of the bathroom and started shooting. Reloaded at least one time, according to witnesses.
And then supposedly sat down and waited for the police.
Yes.
It's just a crazy story, but then again, he's a crazy man. And we also learned that he's former military. Further, what we've learned today here about this guy, according
to... Well, we also last night learned that he had a general discharge for
right.
unsatisfactory performance.
So, if you want to comment just in general on this, obviously there's going to be the standard call for more gun control, which, of course, as we pointed out, here on Free Talk Live, we're in favor of your right to defend yourself. You should
yes.
be able to defend yourself in whatever way that you deem appropriate, so long as you don't, you know, harm someone. Like dropping a nuclear bomb is obviously not defending yourself, right? So,
right.
like within reason of defending yourself against whatever the oncoming attack is. So you should be able to defend yourself, whether it's with a gun or whether you've, you know, karate trained or whatever your method is. And that should include being able to, as an airline, set your own policy. Let the airlines decide what it is that they require or don't require as far as security is concerned. This one-size-fits-all policy that is being handed down, shoved down our throats by the federal government and has been for a long time.
Well, and there are people that will point out that it was back in the 70s when the airlines basically said, we don't want to be responsible for our own security, let's contract this out. And then ultimately it wound up being the federal government taking over the security checkpoints.
You mean, when you say, let's contract this out, you mean the airport was,
well, the airlines,
it was the airlines who did it originally?
The airlines asked the airports to mm-hmm. take it over because the airlines didn't want to be responsible for it because, mm-hmm. you know, they've got so much other stuff that they've got to figure out. So, you know, they had the airports do it, and then the federal government took over the airport security.
And made it worse, of course.
Yes.
And, you know, if it if it was at least up to the individual airport, that would still be better than what we have today, because then at least there could be some differences between airports. But ultimately, it should be the airlines, I think, who are responsible for their
yes.
own security. And that way we could try different options. Like maybe one airline would want to allow people on with guns, or at least licensed gun carriers, to legally allow them to carry on board the plane. Or maybe, you know, whatever. Maybe they would have some sort of program set up where they could approve you in advance and have you jump through whatever hoops that they want you to jump through.
Right, and the feds even have these programs. There's CLEAR and a couple other things where you pay like $85 a year and you have a background check. And then when you go through the security checkpoint, you've got, you know, a lot less strenuous of a security check. You don't have to remove your shoes. You don't have to remove laptops from your luggage.
Right.
And, you know, it's an easier thing. And if you travel a lot, you know, it seems worth it to pay the $85 to jump through a hoop one time.
Indeed.
To where it's easier to go through security and you're not getting molested all the time.
So there's more about Mr. Santiago, the accused shooter here in Fort Lauderdale. According to Local10.com, relatives in New York and Puerto Rico talked about Santiago's change after he served in Iraq from 2010 to 2011. And, of course, we've seen plenty of people suffering from PTSD from their time in the military, lots of military suicides, obviously. And now this guy killing people. His mother said in tears that he witnessed how a roadside bomb in Taji killed two fellow engineer company soldiers. Santiago's brother said, quote, "The federal government already knew about this for months. They had been evaluating him for a while, but they didn't do anything." According to the story, he is filing charges against him, including performing an act of violence against a person at an airport serving international civil aviation that caused serious bodily injury, that's a long charge, using and carrying a firearm during and in relation to a crime of violence, and causing the death of a person through the use of a firearm. I suspect he's going to be facing multiple counts on that last particular charge.
Yes, probably one for each person, and they might wind up even doing state and federal charges on some of these.
Sure. And then the story turns to the bizarre here, where Local 10 has another piece that they published earlier today or late yesterday, where his maternal aunt, Maria Ruiz, who lives in Union City, told reporters in New Jersey that he wasn't the same when he came back from Iraq. She said in Spanish, quote, "He lost his mind," unquote, and she referred to a psychiatric hospitalization that occurred after he allegedly suffered from hallucinations. Federal government officials investigated Santiago last year. He had told the FBI agents that he'd heard voices in his head that told him to watch Islamic State materials, but he said he was in control and had no intention of hurting anyone, according to the New York Times.
Now, the quote that you have there is missing out a vital piece of information.
Okay.
He claims that it was the U.S. military that was controlling his mind and telling him to watch those videos.
Whoa, that's pretty crazy. Now, we've had people call this show here, and I remember we had one lady who actually was calling to tell us that she was hearing voices and that she believed people were trying to, like, sneak into her house at various different hours of the night. And so, of course, you always have to wonder about these folks. You know, are they just insane? Or is it possible that the federal government is really using some sort of crazy mind control ray?
Well, the question is whether these were internal or external voices.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference there is with an internal voice, you know, like, there's not somebody speaking to you, like, that's just my thought.
Well,
whereas
you would
with
know, but you're sane, so.
No. Even people that, you know, they know whether the voice is coming from inside.
They can tell, the crazy people.
Outside.
Crazy people can tell the difference?
Yes.
Okay.
So the outside voice is you think that there is someone not inside your head
yeah.
talking to you, but like someone sitting next to you talking to you. So there's the difference between internal and external voices.
I definitely want to hear more of your thoughts on this. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So yet another person here who was on the radar of the federal government. You know, they've been given heads up about killers or potential killers before, and ultimately never really did much about it. Of course, there's not much you can do in advance of someone committing a crime, but it is interesting that not only is he former military, so he was trained by the government to kill, but also apparently he believes, taking orders from the military afterwards via the voices in his head. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the psychopath who executed people in a Fort Lauderdale airport yesterday. His name is Esteban Santiago, former military, and apparently he'd heard voices in his head, according to the New York Times article here. According to the Times, the voices were coming from a U.S. intelligence agency.
And this, I've got an update from Reuters where they've pretty much rewritten the article that they had posted last night. They give the name of the FBI agent that Esteban Santiago spoke with in Anchorage in November. Marlon Ritzman, a special agent in charge of the FBI's office in Anchorage, told a news conference on Saturday that Santiago walked into his office in November and told agents that his mind was being controlled by a U.S. intelligence agency. He was turned over to local police, who took him to a medical facility for a mental evaluation. Anchorage Police Chief Chris Tolley told the news conference Santiago was having terroristic thoughts and believed he was being influenced by the Islamic State. His handgun was taken from him. However, it was returned to him after he was found to not be mentally ill.
How do you find someone not mentally ill after they tell you that they're hearing voices from the U.S. government? I mean, wherever it is the voices are coming from, if someone comes to you and says to you, Daryl, I've been hearing voices in my head, that's usually enough to just go right ahead and diagnose that person as mentally ill, as far as I'm concerned.
Probably.
I mean, there's one thing about, you know, having sort of an internal conversation with yourself, right? And then there's another thing where there are voices who are not your own speaking to you.
Correct.
In your head, or from the outside of your head or whatever. So that's disturbing, number one. Also, you can share your thoughts here with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to get to your calls and thoughts coming up here. More on what happened with the FBI. You know, what was it that that he believed? And this is a story that's going to get to make the conspiracy theorists go in. They're going to go nuts over this. I mean, they're going into high gear over this because it surely will be seen as evidence of the various different theories that we've heard over the years. The federal government's agencies.
MK Ultra and
can't control
all of
people's
other
minds.
Things. Right. So you've got somebody saying that the U.S. government was controlling his mind.
Right.
Trying to get him to watch videos from the Islamic State. This guy later shoots a bunch of people, and the police never fire their weapon at him.
Yeah, what happened
with
that?
We don't even know if the police were on the scene until after he unloaded his weapon, which I find very difficult to believe because there are a lot of police inside airports.
Yeah, that's one of the questions that you know, that you had asked the other night after we got off the air, and I thought it was really a good question. Is like, you're in an airport. There are cops pretty much all over the place. I mean, if there's not one immediately at the baggage claim area, certainly there would have been one nearby enough to hear the gunfire.
In Birmingham, and that's the airport that I worked at the longest, the police station for the airport is near the baggage claim.
Right. Well, regardless, I mean, there's cops in the airport. I mean,
yes.
Each airport tends to have its own little subunit of the police department.
Correct.
So here in New Hampshire, the Manchester airport's actually in Londonderry. They just call it the Manchester airport, and the Londonderry police have an office and officers in that building at all times. It's a great question. Where were the police? What took them so long to get here? That's another one that's going to drive the conspiracy theorists nuts.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talked about how he waited for the police to arrive. According to one witness, Mark Lea, he said the gunman, quote, just randomly shot people, no rhyme or reason. And then after the shootings, that he then lay face down, spread eagle, and waited for the deputies to come get him. So what we'd heard yesterday was that he sat down. Now apparently he just went ahead and laid right on down, spread eagle, preparing himself for the inevitable arrest.
And according to the Broward County Sheriff's Office, they have police
in the airport.
In the airport.
Of course they do.
BSO Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport District Office.
By the way, most of our wardrobe here at Free Talk Live is liberty-oriented T-shirts. They're comfortable, easy to manage, and we can spread the ideas of liberty by doing something we were going to do anyway, which is wear a shirt. Now, our newest shirts, both Daryl and I have each of these, say, I'm already against the next war. That's one of them. And the other one is Power Corrupts. I really like that one because it keeps it simple. RyeGuys.com, they're so deeply committed to the ideas of liberty, they're donating a portion of their proceeds to Antiwar.com and the Future of Freedom Foundation. You can help spread the ideas of freedom by wearing cool, high-quality T-shirts from RyeGuys.com. You can take 15% off at checkout by using coupon code FTL. That's coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at Rye Guys, W-R-Y, RyeGuys.com. Let's go to the calls, your calls and thoughts here. By the way, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us here. Jeff is in Chicago listening to WRMN. Hey, Jeff.
Nothing in politics happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. I think it was FDR that said that. This has Manchurian Candidate written all over it. There's the people that do this stuff or not. When someone says government, they're not talking about the post office or your normal parts of government. It's even, you guys know, it's suspect whether some of these agencies are part of government, but they probably receive funding, like maybe the CIA or whoever. There is a lot of technology nowadays, and I've, you know, on late night radio they talk about it. I mean, we know there's a lot of technology. They're coming up with stuff all the time where they can. People are saying that they're able to influence someone, and no doubt this guy was in some way conditioned, and this whole thing was set up, and that's why it's so odd where he just, like it was in a movie, he does the shooting and he sets the gun down, and you notice they kept changing the story too.
The story tends to change in the initial hours after something happened. The news media reports what they have, and then they update it over time. I wouldn't say that because the story has changed that necessarily means that something's up.
Well, okay, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, whenever, like, the Oklahoma City thing happened or the Trade Center, different events like that, they had one story initially, like, in Oklahoma, I think they said there was a Middle Eastern guy there also, and then they said there was a couple of explosions and different things, but then they kept changing the news as they, you know, so probably the first thing you hear is the truth, and then as time comes, they keep changing it to, you know, to suit their purposes.
Well, I mean, that's speculation, but ultimately...
Right, and also, you know, you've got something that's happening in such, you know, a stressful situation. You ask 15 eyewitnesses, and they're going to give you 15 different accounts of what happened. It doesn't mean that one of them is lying. It just means that they all observed it slightly differently, and the media tries to cobble those 15 different reports together to figure out what actually happened.
Jeff, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Police do the same thing.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, hear your thoughts on the airport shooting. Do you believe the claims that the government can control someone's mind? I'm a pretty big skeptic on that one, but this guy certainly believed it, and he was crazy. And he's still alive, by the way. 855-450-FREE.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want, although we've been talking about this shooter, the airport shooter from Fort Lauderdale. That's where the scene went down yesterday as five people were shot to death and another six apparently have been wounded, hospitalized, and the shooter taken without incident after the shooting. He apparently laid down spread eagle and just waited, laying there on the ground until the police arrived and took him into custody. So he's crazy. Apparently he went into the FBI's, one of the FBI offices up in Anchorage, Alaska, and informed them that he was being spoken to in his head by some U.S. intelligence agents.
Well, somebody sent me something via email about voice-to-skull technology, mm-hmm. and the claim here is, and I've not read every word of the 8-page PDF, but what I'm getting here is there's basically a claim that you can use microwave transmission, and if you send the signal at the right frequency, people can wind up hearing your transmission without having some kind of receiver embedded into their body.
Without a receiver.
That seems to be the claim here.
And you told me off the air that this was technology circa the 1970s.
Yes.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Now, look, I'm not going to deny that there could be some crazy technology that might allow for something like that. But I'd like to know more. You know, I would like to know more about that. I'd like to know how effective that is, at what distance can they, you know, shoot that information into your brain, that audio into your brain. Because certainly it's possible to allow someone to hear something through vibrating the bones in their head, right? Like you can transmit sound through the bones
right.
in your head. And there's like, I don't know if it's like an earpiece or whatever. There's some kind of technology that allows you to listen to transmissions without other people hearing. Like that's the idea behind the in-head transmission is
right.
that no one else could hear that.
I actually recently saw a set of headphones that instead of, you know, covering your ears the traditional way or going inside your ear hole the traditional way with earbuds, this is just something that wraps around the back of your skull and you listen through your
through the bones
head.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's very interesting. Now, it's, of course, of a different technology than shooting a microwave from however, whatever distance, but maybe it's related. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, by the way, you can save big time on your purchases at Amazon. Here's how you do it. You go to saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com. You do have to have cryptocurrency, though, like Bitcoin. In order to get the tremendous savings that I've been getting for more than 2 years. I've been buying everything I buy through Amazon. I always go to saveatpurse.com because I save 10, 15, 20, 25%. I get to choose the discount. It's not some random discount. I choose based on how urgently I need the product. If I'm willing to wait for a bit, I'll choose 20 or 25%. If I need it quickly, 10 to 15%. And it's, you know, somebody's going to buy that for me within a day. It's shipped to my door, just like Amazon. It is Amazon. It's just this is an intermediary that'll allows you to spend your Bitcoin or your some of your other cryptocurrencies. So go check them out at saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Very disturbing story in Fort Lauderdale. It's getting more bizarre as we learn more about it, with this guy claiming that he was hearing voices in his head telling him to go and watch Islamic State videos.
Yeah, and let me read just a couple sentences. I believe this is from American Psychology from 1975.
About the voice-to-skull thing?
Yeah, about the voice-to-skull thing. The capabilities of communicating directly with a human being by receiverless radio has obvious potentiality both within and without the clinic, but the hotly debated and unresolved question of how much microwave radiation a human being can safely be exposed to
Good
will probably
question.
Forestall application within the near future.
So they were saying this is technically possible, but also likely dangerous.
Yes.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Douglas in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hey, Douglas.
Hello. How are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I am very curious about the correlation between pharmaceutical drugs and, can we call it, mind control? I know I'm a veteran. I've been through the VA. I know that the VA will hand out bags of drugs.
Yeah, that
is
doesn't
there
sound
any information
good.
Out that tells us that that can help us pull all this together as a consistency between the pharmaceuticals and the shooters?
Now, I have seen, and I've not verified whether or not this is true, but there's a claim, and again, I have not independently verified this, and a lot of it with HIPAA, I don't know how it could be independently verified, but there's a claim that either all of or like 90% of the people that have gone on mass shootings over the past, you know, 10, 15 years have been on some kind of
psychoactive
prescription drugs.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
But whether or not, you know, this is just something where, you know, there's correlation but no causation, it's something
that
I don't think anybody will ever wind up being able to verify.
Yes, well, because of confidentiality.
Suicide is one of the side effects of some of these drugs, from what I understand. So, I mean, there's definitely a chance that these things will drive you insane. Now, what that will manifest in, whether it's you killing yourself or killing others, it doesn't seem to be very good.
Yes, correct. We've all heard the side effects on the pharmaceutical ads.
Right. Well, I don't think they mentioned suicide during the ad.
they do mention suicidal tendencies.
Really?
Suicidal thoughts or actions, yes.
Interesting. I don't watch TV, so I guess I just don't
see
this stuff.
Just to help you get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, right. Douglas, anything else you want to share?
No, that's all.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate your thoughts here. And it's too early right now. I mean, just a quick search doesn't reveal whether or not Esteban Santiago was on any drugs, but I'm sure we're going to see that headline within the next few days.
Well, my guess is, since he was ruled by the mental health professionals in Alaska to not be mentally ill, chances are they did not put him on any drugs.
Well, like I said, I bet we're going to find out sooner or later. He is still alive, and so it'll be interesting to see if any information comes out from whatever interviews the police might be having. You know, it is interesting that over the years, only a few of these crazed killers have actually been taken alive, like the Colorado theater shooter. And yep. Now this guy.
And the kid in, I say kid, he was like 19 at the time, in South Carolina.
Oh, the church shooting?
The church.
Let's go to your calls here. You can share your thoughts. John is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. John, where are you at in Virginia tonight?
Driving on 64.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the microwave technology in the head program that the Navy has.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Please do.
Yeah, so back in 2002, I was part of a special boat unit that were operating down in the Med, and they actually use that technology on our boat crew as testing. I don't know how wide implemented it is, but it's a real deal. It's a real deal technology. They started blasting us about 3 miles from the ship, and we could receive music and voice over this this communication. You couldn't hear it unless the beam was being shot at you, but it's used by the Navy as a deterrent.
Okay, to clarify something for me here, you were on a ship. There was some other ship that was beaming some sort of wave at your ship. Are you saying everyone on the ship could hear it, or that they were able to individually target people if you were out, like, on the deck?
It was
or something?
A group-wide. It was a wide beam, and it would shoot the whole boat. And you could hear music and voice through this thing. And we actually had a few bad side effects on board. One guy.
I want to hear a little bit more about it, if you can stick with us, John. A very interesting claim. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portal. PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The story about the shooter in the airport over in Fort Lauderdale has gone into the realm of the bizarre, with him claiming that he was hearing voices in his head. He didn't claim this after his arrest, but maybe he'll be telling the investigators about that. But he told that to an FBI agent up in Anchorage, Alaska, some amount of time ago until
November.
Yeah, so not that long ago, until he was ultimately cleared and somebody decided he was sane and they let him go.
I don't think they necessarily decided he was sane. They found that he was not mentally ill.
Gotcha.
Which are, you know, two slightly different things.
So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Also want to invite you to freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive. You can actually create the content there. On the front page of the website, other listeners have submitted, let's say, news stories or YouTube videos, fun stuff, outrageous news, whatever it is you think our listeners will appreciate. You can submit it there, and then other listeners can vote it up or down, whether they like it or dislike it. Of course, there's a bunch of other free features on our website that most of the other talk show hosts in the talk radio business will charge you for on their sites, like our webcam and other ways for you to interact with the show. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy, because it's all for free. Let's go back to John. He's in Virginia. John, you claim that you served in the Navy. And how long ago was it when you say that the entire boat that you were on was I guess, a guinea pig, a test subject for this voice to skull or some variant of this technology, where they shot some kind of ray at the boat, and then ultimately the people on the boat were able to hear something in their heads? Is that what happened? You said you could hear music or voice?
Yeah, both. They started off tuning in their system when we were about 3 miles out from U.S. major Navy ship, and we were on a special boat unit. And this was in 2002.
Not long ago.
And,
okay.
Yeah, it went on. We were being tested on. It was probably about a three-hour process. Work up for it, and it was interesting. We had one guy who had a negative side effect. He started bleeding out of his ears.
Oh, God.
Yeah, not a lot, but just a little bit of blood. But I could see it being used as a
weapon of war.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was used, what we were told, they were testing it as a deterrent device to keep ships from coming close and to be able to tell them at distances to stay away.
And now what you're talking about here is different from, say, the LRAD that just sends that horrible pulsing noise that can also rupture eardrums.
Which we've seen the police using at protests and things like that to disperse crowds.
Yeah, no,
crowds.
It's completely different. You can hear audible sound.
So would you say that it was pleasant? I mean, when you were listening to the music, that it was just, hey, this is enjoyable? Obviously, you couldn't turn
Not
the volume up or down.
Hmm? Not at all. We all suffered slight migraine headaches afterward. It wasn't a pleasant experience. It was like a ringing in the deep ear.
And now the music or the voices that you heard, did you know that it was external, or did you think that it was internal to your head?
Good question.
That's a hard question. It was kind of in between. It sounded like somebody was whispering behind you, but you knew nobody was there.
Right, but you knew it wasn't like, you know, your own thoughts of just, you know, like sometimes you'll be walking down the street and you get a song stuck in your head.
No, it was almost like putting an earbud in and listening at a really low level.
So it wasn't particularly loud. Were you able to understand the human voice when it was speaking?
Yes. Yeah, you could definitely understand the audible end. When we got about a mile away, you could hear it clearly.
Wow.
So there were times when it was not clear, and you believe that was based on the distance from the transmitter?
I believe it was the distance that had an effect on it. Because when we got up close, that's when one of our seamen started bleeding. We were probably 700-800 yards out.
And so so they had some kind of device. They shot it at the entire ship. Did it matter whether you were on the deck or, like, down levels in the ship where there would be, like, a large metal, you know, wall, presumably, between you and the signal?
The guys operating in the engine room could hear it. It was, you know, it's not a lot of armor or anything on board, but it's plenty to protect yourself from bullets.
Mm-hmm.
But you could still hear it down there in the engine room.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting story. I've never heard anything quite like it. Now, are you know, obviously, you're not sworn to secrecy. Were you supposed to tell us about this or what?
No, we didn't have to sign any kind of agreements on it or disclosures or anything like that.
Did they play it for 3 hours? You said it was 3 hours. Did you hear music or voice in your head for 3 hours straight, or was it kind of like an off and on thing where they test it for 10 minutes?
It was off and on because they were doing a lot of tuning and tweaking with the equipment, is what we were told. Because we were talking with them over radio, standard radio, while they were doing it. And I mean, I know the name of the outfit, but I'm not going to get the name of the outfit out.
Fair enough.
Actually operating it on board.
Presumably, somebody could verify or corroborate this story. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Thank you, John, for sharing it. Was there anything else you wanted to add to it?
That was it. And thank you for what you guys are doing on the radio.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Drive safe. I appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So if you're just tuning in, he was saying that in 2002, while on a Navy ship, that they were part of some sort of technology test that lasted for a few hours where they were actually receiving in their head some kind of transmitted audio, voice and or music that they could hear in their heads. And that's just, you know, it's an amazing thing to hear. I'm interested in learning more about this technology. We have to just take people's word for it, right? Because we don't know. I mean, maybe he's making up a story, or maybe that actually happened. But it's just an amazing story. It did happen.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
Let's talk to David. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey, honestly, what's on your mind?
The weapon system name is Medusa. The DOD tried to develop it since the 70s. And the idea is to use microwaves to cause your bones to vibrate, and then inside your head you can hear people speaking to you. Now, if you Google it, you'll find out about it. But the thing is, they've already developed microwave beam weapons that trigger your burn response nerves in your skin.
That's right. Yep, so, they have those.
If they developed Medusa, I don't think the DOD would ever let us know about it. So we don't know if it's out there, but there is a track record, and everybody knows about it. Well, I'm sorry. You can look it up. It's called Medusa.
Yeah, so, I've got an article right here from Wired Magazine from 2008.
First time I heard about these were when GQ, back in September of 92 or 94, did an article on non-lethal deterrent. They referred to lasers. They referred to LMAD back then, the brown gun, of course. But this stuff has been around for a while. It's just a matter of perfecting the technology. And it's funny, too, because while I was listening to Radio Night, I was actually going through my kit. I have a GoPack, and I was actually repackaging my dust goggles, which date back to the early 90s. And back then, they produced dust goggles for the Marine Corps that were, they had two different lenses, day and night, and they were designed to filter out Soviet laser aiming mechanisms, because the Soviets back then had started to use them to laze the eyes of our pilots and ground people.
Mm.
But, I mean, beam weapons have been around for a while. You just have to Google non-lethal deterrent. A non-lethal energy weapon, non-lethal laser weapon, non-lethal microwave sound. All that.
Yeah, we knew about the stuff that could burn. We'd heard about that. We knew about the sound, some of the sound tech as far as like high-pitched piercing
LRADs and just
noise.
Sound cannons that blast sound.
But the Medusa thing saying here, it creates the sound inside your head. So this sounds like what our guy on the Navy ship there was talking about that he was experiencing.
This isn't the first time. There were actually people who were contractors to the DOD, and they had access to the Norfolk base and other bases as well as contractors, and they went.
David, thank you for your call tonight. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.